What was one rule that was implemented at your school that backfired horribly? My senior year of high school, we got moved into a new school building across from the grocery store. The builders put up walls over the plumbing for water fountains by accident, so there was a huge increase in reusable bottles, and the school put up a vending machine entirely full of water. Now I suppose it's time to mention that this was in Washington State, where you can sell liquor in grocery stores along with anything else. So, some freshmen got the bright idea to start stealing vodka from the store across the street, fill disposable waters with it, and sell it to other students. This caused a huge problem with a large population of drunk underclassmen wandering the halls of the school and getting into trouble. Finally, the staff got together for a meeting about what to do. Someone suggested banning water bottles. So now students had no access to water during school hours, and everyone was enraged. There were articles written about it and parents complaining. People all over town were talking about how we had a ban on water. They eventually lifted the ban and the alcohol problem resumed. In conclusion, my school had kids selling booze in water bottles and banned water. In the late 90s, humorous graphic tees became a popular thing, and the mall had a few stores that sold questionable taste shirts. Shirts that said several things the narrator can't repeat on YouTube. Splooge donor, a headless guy holding a sign that says, "Will work for head," that kind of thing. The school made a rule that if your shirt was inappropriate, you would have to turn it inside out. A kid in my class shows up to school with a shirt that says, "I'd rather be playing with myself." The teacher sends him to the bathroom to turn it inside out. He returns with an inside out shirt that says, "I put the F-U in fun." The teacher doesn't realize it's the same shirt, so he takes it off in class and shows her both sides. He had a few shirts custom made with prints on both sides. She asks him if he has another shirt in his locker, and he says, "I have my gym clothes." She told him to get the other shirt and change. He walks back into class with a shirt that says, "You're driving me knucking futs." The teacher just says, "Go to the office." So he goes to the office and tells them that he was sent there because of his shirt. So they say, "Turn it inside out and go back to class." So he turns his shirt inside out and walks back to class with a shirt that says, "Free mustache rides." She said, "Did you go to the office?" And he said, "They told me to flip it inside out and come back to class." The teacher sighed and said, "Just sit down." She went about teaching and we thought he'd won. But he ended up getting suspended for 3 days. When he returned from suspension, he wore shirts for probably a whole week that said, "I love teachers, support your local teachers union, cops are the good guys, substances are bad, wash behind your ears, etc." It was funny because he made these overtly positive shirts and the teachers, and students, would try to read into it too much to see what they really meant. As if it was just a tongue-in-cheek thing that they didn't get. Eventually, one of his positive shirts that he'd found said, "Support single mums," but he claims he didn't realize that there was a silhouette of a woman on a pole. He says that he thought it was just a woman, so he got suspended again. As a side note, the same kid bought a blow-up doll and took her to every football game, basketball game, pep rally, and a few other things, and gradually worked her into official school functions and brought her to school several times. For whatever reason, the teachers just gave up on that one. We passed her around over our heads at graduation. He even brought her a cap and gown. I'm friends with him on Facebook, and he's a truck driver and bodybuilding enthusiast. The guy is jacked now, at 39 years old. Sorry, nothing since then to add to his shenanigans. Haha! I have to admire the kid's pre-planning and commitment to that bit. Honestly, the shirt gig took some work and investment. He might have been a class clown, but I'm sure he's smart enough that he's doing fine. My middle school had a no-touching rule, which meant you'd get suspended for high-fiving a friend. Girls got in trouble for hugging their friends. Our teachers thought this was ridiculous and would have students high-five each other in their classes for a minute every day. So many kids got suspensions that the rules stopped being enforced and only counted if you touched a kid in a bullying situation or inappropriate way. Not sure it was exactly a rule, but my middle school once encouraged kids to not touch each other at all to reduce physical altercation cases, even friendly gestures among friends. All that did was get the kids running around touching each other around campus for about a month and a half, screaming, "I've been attacked!" as they did so. To add insult to injury, they did it twice as often in front of the admin who made the presentation about it. Huh, our middle school banned high fives when I was in 8th grade for being disruptive, so everyone switched to the most obnoxious high elbows possible. In my dorm, if you did something that triggered the smoke or fire alarm, you had to do a safety presentation for everyone on your floor. This was intended to deter pranksters from pulling the alarm. A guy on our floor was making grilled cheese in the kitchenette and burned it, which legitimately triggered the fire alarm. Afterwards, he explained, assuming that since it had been a legitimate alarm and not a prank, that he wouldn't have to do a presentation. He was, of course, wrong. So the next Wednesday night, the entire floor assembled and we were treated to a 30-minute safety presentation on the dangers of grilled cheese sandwiches. It contained literally nothing about fire safety, it was all about choking hazards and cholesterol. Our residential advisor was furious, but the student pointed out that the write-up that had been given just said, safety presentation. We didn't get any more presentations after that. My high school made students wear these neon t-shirts that read, "Dress code violator," if their outfit didn't adhere to the school's policy. They became so popular that the school began selling them 1 week later. At my college dorm, we used to have this thing called Malt Mondays. Someone would go around knocking on doors at 8 or 9 p.m. asking if you wanted to order a 40-ounce. Then they would go on a run to the liquor store and buy them for people that had ordered them. We would then all hang out outside, drinking 40s and listening to music until security came and told us to take it inside. It was a fun tradition we had, but the dean hated it. He decided to fund his own Malt Mondays, but instead of malt liquor, he wanted to draw people in with free chocolate malts. What ended up happening is people who did the regular Malt Mondays and wanted a chocolate malt would just go to that one first, get a free treat, and then leave and go drink 40s. If you returned a library book late, your parents would have to return it and explain why it's late. It worked about as well as you'd think. The rule lasted a few months before they figured out it wasn't worth the cost of replacing all the books. My 4 years of high school were full of my school trying out new policies and procedures to use in the future. My sophomore year, my school decided to make tests count for 100% of the grade, and homework count for 0%, but it was still assigned. And as you'd expect, kids did absolutely no homework. The ones that didn't retain information well, or were bad test takers, struggled pretty hard to make the grade without homework padding it. Our failure rate was pretty high that year. Then, my junior year, they brought homework grades back and made a new rule that there was no due dates, nor penalties for turning in late work, for your 6 weeks. We didn't do quarters. As long as it was before the next 6 weeks started, you were good. This led to students doing no homework until the last few days of the 6 weeks, and teachers had to accept and grade them all before grades were due. This put teachers under an immense amount of stress by causing them to work insane hours and spend every hour at home grading, which made them very irritable and more likely to just shove pointless activities and busy work at us until they could finish grading. This was actually in the news a couple of months ago. We had a really hot summer last year, and the boys at my little brother's secondary school were mad that they couldn't wear shorts, but the girls could wear skirts. The junior leadership team brought it up at a meeting, and the head teacher jokingly went, "All right, if the boys want to wear skirts, then let them." A group of boys went to school wearing skirts the very next day. The day after that, it wasn't just one group of them. And that, children, is how Scotland was born. I can't for the life of me understand how nobody saw that coming. I mean, you give teens literally any out to make a scene and mess with their teachers, and it's gonna happen. A school in my area jacked up the cost of the parking pass. People protested by not buying the pass. Instead, they rode the bus. Funny thing is, the county really relies on juniors and seniors driving because they don't have enough buses for all the students. The parking pass fee dropped. People drove again. Don't ever let them tell you driving to school is a privilege. They need you to drive to school. Now that's a lesson in economics. High school took all of the stall doors off the boys' bathrooms because of graffiti or something. So I started pooping in the bathroom near the office. After a couple of times of the superintendent coming in while I was doing that, all the doors were put back on.
Did you maintain eye contact and nod as the superintendent walked by? "What's up, Mr. S? Got any good reading material?"
You now need 40 hours of community service to graduate. It's recommended that all freshmen do 10 hours a year, while the seniors start as soon as possible to get the 40 hours out of the way. The rule was gone the day before graduation because they would have had less than a 10% graduation rate that year, and it would have made the school look terrible. They did this to try and increase their reputation of being a good school. All the other schools in the area are trash though, so I don't really know why.
My school implemented the 40-hour volunteer rule when I was in high school too, except the way they did it was that the incoming seniors, my class, had to do 10, the class below us 20, next class 30, and the incoming freshmen would have to complete 40 by graduation. That way, they avoided the situation you described, and as far as I know, the 40-hour rule is still in place. My high school told my senior class, no senior pranks or none of you walk.
Ha!
Result, we didn't throw a prank. Instead, we threw the biggest rager of the year on school property with the permission of the county sheriff, as long as we took our bottles home when we were finished. The sheriff retired the next week. He was a real one. Aftermath, the administration was teed off but couldn't pin it on the senior class because Sheriff Rick couldn't remember which kids were there. You can submit your own stories to be featured here on the channel. The story submission link is in the description below. And if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode, also linked below, and subscribe. They started a no chewing gum rule that made a lot of junior kids start a black market for gum. This has probably happened lots of times. One of my teachers spotted a guy chewing and gave him the usual, "Well, I hope you brought enough for everybody," whereupon he got up with a fistful of gum and started handing it out. She didn't send him to the principal, but she never tried that line again. My junior high school adopted a policy to not allow kids to loiter in groups of five or more, in an attempt to crack down on gang mentality. This was frickin' junior high. Anyway, me and my group of misfits, six of us, were always hanging out during free time, and the principal eventually stopped us and asked us to separate. I had to casually explain to him that we were not a group of six, but two groups of three that were intermingling. People caught wind, and that rule was basically dead. That was one of the few times I had to explain to my father why he was called into the principal's office with me. "I hate to bring you in, sir, but I think you'll want to hear this. Your son has more than three friends. You really should be ashamed of how you've raised him." My senior year of high school, some guy in my class got an in-school suspension for wearing a headband. He had long curly hair, by the way. So the next couple of weeks, almost every guy on the football team started wearing headbands in protest. Keep in mind that girls could wear headbands, just not guys. No one really understood this rule. Did the rule get removed after the protest? It did. They tried suspending a couple of the guys on the football team, but as with most places, football was so important that they couldn't suspend everyone because this took place right in the heart of football season, so they eventually just gave up.
When I was in high school, a guy on the football team got suspended for fighting.
A few of his friends started vandalizing places around campus in protest. They used paint and markers to write messages about getting the suspension revoked or letting him free and other bullcrap. Anyway, the dean was super teed off. He called an assembly and ranted about how much trouble these people were in, saying the police were already involved and expulsion was a serious possibility. Well, when the three guys were caught, it turned out to be the star quarterback, star running back, and star lineman. I think they only ended up having to pick up trash after school for a couple of days. Yeah, this is funny but also incredibly unfair. I remember that an otherwise well-behaved kid could get lunchtime or after-school detentions for their first offense. But the kids on our sports teams, who were often not very well-behaved, could regularly get off with nothing if there was an important game that week. Complete horse crap. A local pharmacy was built on the same street as my school, and local pharmacies got robbed a couple of times a year where I live. To make our school more secure, they started locking every door and making it punishable by detention for any instance of a student opening an outside door for someone else during school hours. Everyone had to go through the front door to the lobby to show ID and sign in before they got into the actual school. I liked how secure the school was, but when our principal was walking superintendents around to show them our new media production and medical sciences wing of the school, they got locked out after stepping outside to look at an outdoor set. That spot was on the complete opposite side of the school from the front office. During class change, they tried knocking on the door to get a student to open it. Everyone ignored them and then followed the rules. These old men and ladies had to walk around the school in 95-degree, 90% humidity weather, sweating their suits off. Our principal did commend all the students for following the rules at the next school assembly and said he was proud to show how safe the school was. Cool dude. We have a similar policy where outside doors are locked and people have to be screened in through the front door. The only issue is when you come to the front, they just let you in without checking any ID or anything. It's just extra walking. No running during recess. The rule was made because some kid in the second grade ran and tripped. So for whatever reason, they restricted running for all grades, kindergarten through fifth. Everyone should know that when you ask a 5 to 10-year-old not to do something, that's the next thing they're going to do. They started running in the halls, the cafeteria, the classrooms, and you bet your butt they ran outside. After a week, the teachers stopped enforcing it and everyone stopped caring.
Kids need to run. They just need a designated time and place for it. Something like a break in between classes designed for physical activity, maybe.
An insane amount of time and hand-wringing went into my office's dress code policy. When the final draft was ultimately released, every department head had a valid reason why their staff should be exempted. So the policy wound up only affecting myself and the guy that insisted on making the policy. I violate this policy on a daily basis. When I was in kindergarten, during the morning announcements one day, they came on and said, "And please, no throwing snowballs. There's a chance you might accidentally get some rocks in them." And you could see the faces on all 20-something students, the realization of, "Oh my god, we could put rocks in them." Haha, kids are such buttholes. I went to a private school for elementary where uniforms were strict. If you didn't wear a belt, you'd go to the principal's office and he would make you use a shoestring. Well, when he opened the drawer, there were like 6 different colors and everyone thought it was really neat. So for a short period of time, there were a bunch of kids coming to school with no belt so they could wear their lime green shoestring belt. My high school has a policy where you couldn't wear hats at school unless the school's mascot logo was on it. So a bunch of people just bought a patch of the logo and paperclipped them to their hats. In my high school, they banned backpacks in classrooms. Everyone was teed off. Some girls started bringing bigger purses to put their books in, so a bunch of dudes brought their mum's purses in and were using those for school books. Administration and teachers got upset because we found loopholes, so they banned purses too. At which point, a bunch of mums got upset because their daughters had to carry around sanitary products and other stuff in their coat pockets, in addition to all of their books, notebooks, calculators, pens, pencils, and whatever else they have in those purses. Finally, the school let everyone have their backpacks back. They made a new rule where we had to ask permission to use the restroom during lunch. We all coordinated and the whole cafeteria would raise their hands at once and request to go. They responded by sending us 2 at a time. We did this for a few days, then changed our procedure to everyone just getting up at once and going to the restroom without permission. They didn't ever officially do away with the rule, but the teachers on duty at the lunchroom just stopped enforcing it. Zero tolerance, which means if you're involved with fighting, you'll be kicked out. No questions asked. They thought it would mean no more fighting. No, it means that if the bully is beating up a kid, no one would step in for fear of involving with the fight and getting kicked out. No one would snitch because it means the bully will target you next, and now you're involved in fighting and get kicked out. It's a crap policy. I remember reading once on here that some kid was getting bullied and not even fighting back. He fell victim to this, so the parents went into the principal's office to talk to them about it. They reiterated what this zero tolerance meant. So the dad turns to their son and says, "Okay, next time they bully you, absolutely destroy them. Break their faces."
"What? You can't tell them to do that."
"You just told my son that no matter what, he's going to get suspended. So this is what he has to do to protect himself." Yeah, I can see the argument for this kind of policy, but it really has to be enforced by security cameras or a really vigilant investigative process after the fact to make sure that victims aren't the ones who end up getting punished. My high school attempted to ban trip pants and the like. However, due to a hilariously overlooked typo, the student handbook that got sent to students and parents just said, "Students may not wear pants." We had a good laugh and it made the local news. Unfortunately, this does show the quality of high school I went to. I wasn't ready for college.
"Students may not wear pants?" Shows up in a kimono. Or interpret it the British way and go to school commando. Though that's really unnoticeable.
My high school had a really bad problem with students showing up to class 5 minutes late every day. So they tried 3 different solutions. First, they stopped letting us use lockers. They quickly found out that just meant nobody brought their books to class. Next, they decided to ban the use of restrooms during class periods. Teachers started complaining about everyone asking for a bathroom pass as soon as class started, so that was abandoned after a week or so as well. Lastly, one week they made a ton of announcements Monday through Wednesday that all students were to be on time for class. Then on Thursday, they suspended any student who was late for insubordination. Turns out that included half the football team. This occurred right before the biggest game of the year. In a town of like 4,000 people, this game attracts 16,000. So yeah, they gave that up as well. There was a rule they put in place my freshman year of high school that if you arrived late, i.e. after first bell, you couldn't park in the parking lot. You'd have to park at the gas station down the highway and walk to school, making you even more late. It stopped after 20 or so people intentionally showed up late and made a mass exodus along the highway. On top of that, a lot of parents whining about it.
If you had 4 tardies in one semester, including first or zero hour, you would receive a Saturday morning detention. I'd accumulated 3 tardies during a semester of my sophomore year because my ride would be a few minutes late. I proceeded to skip school anytime my ride or myself would be late, and eventually a vice principal noted my absences. Naturally, he asked why I was missing so many days of class. I explained to him that I wasn't going to get a detention for going to school. His only recourse was to suggest that I try to be on time more often. Felt good to walk out of his office knowing that conversation didn't go how he expected. We implemented the buddy bench for lonely people to sit on and make friends. It was pretty damn expensive and nicely decorated. Someone stole it. As an adult, I love that idea in theory. As a former high school student, I fear for the safety of the poor kids who are so lonely, they'll sit on a bench that specifically isolates and highlights their loneliness. Yeah, that sounds like a nice idea if you're talking about confident adults who just happen to not have someone to have some small talk with and want to do so. I've seen the same thing in public transport stations, and I often see like an old man or something sitting there just looking to have a short, nice conversation while waiting for the train. For kids going through puberty, though, people will think it's sad and it'll just isolate them further. My school banned all balls over a couple of inches in diameter because someone kicked a football through a window during lunch. Most of us that walked home walked past the woods by the golf course and had a ready supply of golf balls as a result. Golf balls were allowed under the new rules due to their size. 3 broken windows in 1 lunch period, and later, they weren't allowed. There was a sign in the boys' bathroom asking not to bounce balls on the walls. You can bet that wall got humped a lot. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories, or if you want some vibey music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Genius, give Am I the Jerk a shot. Everything linked in the description.